today on Family Talk.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Family Talk and happy Thanksgiving to you all. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and I'm so glad you're going to spend a part of this special day with us. Today, we're sharing with you one of the most popular broadcasts of many years. Our guests today are Johnny Erickson Tata and her husband, Ken Tata. Now, I know most of you recognize the name Johnny Erickson Tata. She's an author, a radio host, and the founder of Johnny and Friends, which is a fabulous organization that reaches out to disabled community around the world. Johnny was paralyzed in a diving accident in 1967. She was only a teenager. And she's written about her experiences in her best-selling autobiography, Johnny. As I mentioned, her husband Ken also joined us on the day that we recorded this conversation. Johnny and Ken have been married since 1982, and in fact, Shirley and I attended their wedding. We've been friends for many years, but their love story is one of the most beautiful I've ever heard. You'll hear a part of it today because during the interview, we have an opportunity to talk to Johnny and Ken about their love for each other and Johnny's battle with cancer. Now, Johnny was declared cancer-free in 2015, and I'm pleased to announce that if you didn't know it. But this is still a powerful message because of the way her suffering drew them together as a couple. On Thanksgiving, we're reminded to praise God for every blessing He has given us, and even the hard times. Today, Johnny and Ken are going to challenge us to see this blessing of His presence even in her hardships, and she has been through them. She spent most of her life in a wheelchair. At the time of this recording, Johnny had just recently finished her chemotherapy, and we're going to pick up the conversation as Johnny reflects on the unique challenges of that phase of her treatment. And Luann Crane, who used to be Vice President of Broadcasting here at Family Talk, and Ryan Dobson, who was also a Vice President of Broadcasting at one period of time, are no longer with us, but they participate on this broadcast through the recording. Now here is Johnny and Ken Tata on this Thanksgiving edition of Family Talk. Johnny, there are special considerations for a person with quadriplegia. Describe what they are. We were extremely concerned about you at that time, and yet I'm delighted to hear that those complications apparently didn't occur. Is that correct?
Well, thankfully, I haven't experienced a lot of the really nasty side effects of chemotherapy. I praise God I have not broken any bones. Because as we all know, chemotherapy eats away at your bone marrow and weakens your skeletal structure. And I'm so grateful that with all the lifting, me in and out of my wheelchair into bed and getting me dressed and ready and positioning me in my chair, thankfully, no broken bones. However, Ken, I did have a bout with pneumonia. That was a little scary there a couple weeks ago.
It was after the second chemo, and we really try to monitor anything that has to include Johnny's lungs, because one of the things that we're concerned about is the fact that she's so susceptible to pneumonia. So when we detected some pneumonia in her upper right quadrant in her lung, we immediately took all the steps to try to cure that.
Ken, how difficult is it to see a woman that you love with all your heart go through yet another physical difficulty like this? How hard was that for you?
Well, I think the hardest part of this whole journey has been just watching Johnny in pain. You know, being quadriplegic and having cancer, you know, most people could at least tell you where their pain's coming from. But in Johnny's case, that's not always possible. So she's a tough warrior.
She's one of a kind is what she is.
Yeah, she is one of a kind. Excuse me.
Well, Ken has done an awesome job, Jim and Luann and Ryan. When I had pneumonia, he was up helping me cough, blow in my nose, sitting me up, pressing on my abdomen, giving me breath. And, you know, we take those wedding vows and we say in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. And it's quite wonderful when you're going through the worst of it. And I can't describe, you know, you can't do this on radio. You can't really show how hard it is. And yet at 2 a.m. when you've gotten your husband up for the fifth time and, you know, his hands are dripping with your mucus and you're missing the Kleenex and it's just a nightmare. And yet to have someone who loves you, standing by you. In fact, the other night I was having some pain, like Ken had said, and I had prayed right before I went to bed. I said, "Oh, Lord Jesus, would you please just show up tonight? I know I'm going to have to wake up tonight at some point. Please let me just see you. Let me feel you. Let me know you're with me. I know that you promised you'll never leave me or forsake me. May I sense that tonight at some point?" Well, sure enough, I had to get Ken up. And as he was by the dim light of the bedside lamp, as he was helping me, turning me, blowing my nose, I looked up at him wide-eyed, and I said, I hope you're friends listening take this the right way, but I said, "You're him. You're Jesus. I feel his touch. Ken, I'm not kidding. I see him in your face. I see him in your smile, the tone of your voice. He did show up." And it was the sweetest thing to feel the presence of Jesus Christ through my husband. And
well, there have been some sweet moments. You know, through this journey, there's just been some times that we've just sensed that God's hand is in this. And I just can't imagine it. Couples that go through this without Christ as their focal point. He has been sustaining. And, you know, we know that part of the sustaining force has been all the friends and family members who have been praying for us.
Absolutely.
Well, just hearing you talk and hearing the emotion in your voices touches all of us. I just cannot imagine what those months have been like and the dark moments. But has the Lord been there when you've called on him?
Oh, my. Yeah.
I'd like to answer that question. You know, it's interesting because in suffering, sometimes people, and Johnny has often written in some of her books, a number of her books, that, you know, it's like a little splash of hell. But, you know, I think that in this journey, we've had some splashes of heaven. And it's that sweetness of being able to be there and listening to what God has to say to us.
In the midst of suffering.
In the midst of suffering. It's a special, special time. It's, you know, going back to Adam and walking in the garden and listening to what God has to say. I mean, we realized this is not a geographic place that we're talking about. It's just a place where we have been able to hear what God has to say.
Yes. Garden can be anywhere. And you're right, Ken. I mean, we tend to think that splashovers of heaven would be, oh, standing on a mountaintop, nothing's wrong, arms widespread, take a deep breath. Isn't this great? Life is beautiful. But I think God designs splashovers of heaven to be those intimate moments like you just described, Ken, where in the middle of the pain, in the middle of the hurt, in the middle of the darkness, you feel the touch of Christ.
Hmm. Yeah, this past summer, Doctor, I have a ministry with some men. We go up to Montana and we do three fly fishing trips. We take 12 guys with us, and it's a very special time, and I always look forward to it. And, you know, I just realized that this wasn't going to happen this summer. And my choice was to be here, of course, with Johnny. And But you know, it was just amazing. I mean, I did not. I mean, I felt in the past that a little touch of heaven was looking across the valley at some of those ranges in Montana. But you know, the heaven was in our backyard. The heaven was looking in my wife's eyes.
Heaven was 2 a.m.
Yep, heaven was 2 a.m.
Unbelievable.
Johnny, I know that you've written a lot about this in your blogs, and one that meant a lot to me was this whole concept of walking in step with the Spirit. It's not necessarily these big, grandiose schemes that you were just describing, the big mountaintop experiences. It's those very small steps that we choose to take with the Holy Spirit, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, this whole season of of cancer, chemo, recovery has caused me to live life just like that, just like you described it, Luann, and Galatians 5:25 says, quote, keep in step with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious to me that over the last few months, the Holy Spirit wants me to take life in very, very small, very small mm-hmm. steps. Small things like, I don't know, in the morning, Lord Jesus, what would please you today? And I hear him say, seeing you eat 45 grams of protein before lunch. Or in the afternoon, Jesus, what would please you this afternoon? Okay, Johnny, back away from your computer and enjoy the hummingbirds, you know, at your feeder. And this evening, how about giving the Food Network a rest and just spend time in the Word, spend time meditating, spend time praying, spend time singing in your bed hymns to me. Mm-hmm. And that's living life in very small steps. That's keeping in step with the Spirit. And cancer has a way of causing us to do that. And mm-hmm. that's not half bad.
You know, Ken and Johnny, a lot of people, when they stand at the altar and they're getting married, are thinking about the better and the richer and in health. They're not thinking about the sicker or for worse and poorer. How has this changed your marriage? What has this done for your relationship to go through this struggle?
Well, Ryan, I'd like to answer that. You know, I remember your dad and mom being there at our wedding 28 years ago over at Grace Community Church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think as youngsters we understood completely what marriage was all about. But I can tell you, I mean, Johnny and I have talked about this very subject. We've fallen in love with each other. Excuse me. Oh, boy. Sorry. I think this is the kind of love that a lot of couples, unfortunately, don't get a chance to experience. Mm-hmm. And it's brought us closer together. And that's such a trite phrase, but, I mean, it's brought us to the point where I just think it's a gift that God's given us. So.
Yeah, it is. All over again, a wonderful wedding gift. I never would have thought that this journey through cancer would have given us so much, but God has promised to take us through the water, through the flood, through the fire. And that's why Ken and I have this little plaque on our kitchen sink with these simple words carved in it. If God brings you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we come out on the other side of this, our love and commitment and joy in each other, and you know what? My respect for my husband had just, boy, it's just gone up notches. Mm-hmm. Just to see the way Ken has honored those wedding vows to me is an inspiration.
Ken, let me go back to that wedding experience. We were there and it was a blessing to us. And I'm sure others may have asked you this question, and it's a delicate one, but you obviously chose to marry a woman who is going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life and a quadriplegic. What went through your mind when you were making that decision?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Doctor. I guess, and you're right, there have been many people who have asked that question over the years. I think there's a passage in 1 Samuel that talks about, you know, man looks at the outward appearance,
yes,
but God looks at the heart. And I can tell you that the one thing that attracted me to Johnny right at the beginning was her heart for the Lord.
Oh,
and
yes.
It was very special. And over the years, I've seen that quality in her demonstrated in so many ways, and especially now in this journey with cancer. Hmm. We got to rely on him, and you know, we know that there's a huge spiritual battle going on, and for me personally, I've talked to a number of guys, and we've talked about the spiritual battle, and we said, well, if we ever went into war, who would you want to be with you, and who would you want in your foxhole? And I've told a number of these guys, same guys, I never thought about this before, but I'd want my wife in the foxhole with me because of her just her inspiration to me, her modeling to me of Christ in her. And
Don't worry, Ken, I'll cover your back.
Yeah.
And if I could reach for that Kleenex and give it to you, I would.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about a time in your life which is full of great struggles. And on one hand, you wouldn't wish this on anybody else. And yet you're describing storybook romance and storybook love.
You know, this is a love story.
Yeah.
This is not just a story of some wonderful people who have gone through unbelievable physical struggles and trials. Mm-hmm. This is a story of love and commitment and dedication to one another. What a blessing you guys are to millions of people, starting right here in this studio.
Mm-hmm. Time and again, Ken and I, when we read through the Bible, and we do that, we're going through the Bible in a year. Now this is our fifth, sixth year. And every time we read now, we're seeing things we didn't see before. God showing us things through the pages of his Gospels we never glimpsed before. And I do believe that it's because we've grabbed a hold of the grace necessary to remain faithful in this huge trial that we're going through. I mean, I'm not a pretty person. When I look in the mirror with this cancer and I'm bald, my head is without hair, eyebrows are gone, I look puffy and drained, my skin looks pale. It's not a pretty picture. And to know that my husband could be with his friends, his Bible study buddies fishing up in Montana, but chooses to be with me and support me through this is pretty awesome. I say to Ken often that Jesus hung on the cross so that we wouldn't have to suffer hell, but not so that we wouldn't have to suffer here on earth.
Yeah.
And suffering is still God's choicest tool in a marriage. Mm. Mm-hmm. The friction of unmet expectations, bruised feelings, disappointments, nausea, chemotherapy, God is still going to use that. It's his choicest tool to hone and shape and refine and mold and meld a marriage to where finally two hearts are united. And it just doesn't happen without the heat of affliction and the crucible of crushing suffering. It takes faith to believe it, though, doesn't it?
Ken, how do you look to the future?
Well, I think, Doctor, through all of this, that we've realized that neither Johnny or I are in control of it. And, you know, as much as we'd like to be out in front, we've got to wait. I mean, it's a waiting situation. And during that waiting period, it's been one where we've just had to kind of call upon the Lord to
wherever he
be our
leads.
Sustaining force. Johnny was mentioning right now, you know, radiation is the next obstacle that we see or the one that we need to address. And I just want to make sure that we also mention that we've been very fortunate to have a number of friends who are oncologists.
Yes.
And, we have a great oncologist right now.
Good people.
But they work in unison with one another. And so not only are we seeking wisdom from other people, but more especially we are seeking wisdom from the medical community. And we think that we've so far gotten some pretty good communication with them and some pretty good advice.
I want you to give our listeners a mental picture here. It's sometimes hard to understand what other people go through when we're not close to them. But I can envision you sitting in a wheelchair during this chemotherapy. Like you said, bald and all of the physical ravages of that treatment and singing a hymn. Did that occur? You loved listening.
Absolutely.
Can we imagine you singing in the midst of that trial?
I sing, as I've often said, because I have to sing. But that's not bad. That's a good choice to make. And I memorize the words to All the Way My Savior Leads Me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me on the living bread. When my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
Oh,
and to drink from that joy every morning and say, fill me up, Lord, and help me through this day is a privilege. And you know what? the bottom line, anyhow, is heaven. And like our listeners, I just want to be able to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yes.
I gave you this challenge. You grabbed hold of it, appropriated my grace, and you were faithful to me in it. I can't wait to hear those words.
Well, Johnny and Ken, we love both of you more than you know. I wish Shirley could have been here to have heard this conversation, but she will certainly be listening. Ken, thank you again for your giving to Johnny in the way that you are, taking care of her in the middle of the night and doing those difficult things. And you willingly chose that path. You knew there was suffering ahead when you married Johnny. You knew it. And you not only accepted it, but you threw your life into her arms and have taken care of her all these years. And I love you for it, my brother.
Well, Doctor, thank you, and Ryan and Luann. And I just have to say, though, Doctor, you give me too much credit.
Yeah.
Because I think God gave me the privilege of having a wife like Johnny.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ken, you're right. I think the doctor is giving us too much credit because it really is all about Jesus Christ. And I don't think we could daily embrace our cross did we not first embrace the cross Jesus took up. Because there's nothing sweet or satisfying to be found in this cross that we're bearing unless first we find satisfaction in the cross of Christ. Right.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask you again and again and again to be with Ken and Johnny in the days ahead. We have no idea why they have been chosen to walk this path and to suffer these painful experiences. But, Lord, we know you love them, and we know you've heard every prayer on their behalf. And we also know that we are going to be together in eternity. And I want to be there to see Johnny run through heaven.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for this conversation today, which has touched us all. In thy name we ask it. Amen.
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 Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Johnny and Ken.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We love you guys much and very grateful.
Oh, my, what an incredible inspiration Johnny and Ken are. I'm James Dobson, and I hope you've been encouraged by this timeless message about the beautiful mystery of marriage today on Family Talk. And I'm happy to give you this update on Johnny's cancer. As I mentioned at the top of the program, she's now been cancer-free for over a year, and she says, I feel stronger and healthier now than I was when first diagnosed. I continue to read, thank you for your many prayers for my healing. It means I can continue to do the work that God has called me to do, and so much more. Hallelujah. Johnny continues to share the good news of how God has used suffering to enrich her life. In fact, she has put together a study Bible designed specifically to address the problems and concerns of those dealing with pain and suffering, along with the people who love and care for them. She and Ken have also written a book called Johnny and Ken, An Untold Love Story. Ken also calls it a book for men that will help them step up to the plate and honor their vows when it's hard. Together, Johnny and Ken continue to be a testimony to God's grace and the wonderful blessing of a Christ-focused marriage. You can find both of these books and other great resources at johnnyandfriends.org. And of course, we'll have a link to that site on the broadcast page of drjamesdobson.org. Or call us at 877-732-6825.
We'd love to hear from you, and you will learn more about Johnny and her ministry from those sources. And before we close our program out today, I would like to ask you to consider giving to our work here at Family Talk. Now through the end of 2016, we have a matching grant so that every dollar you give will actually be doubled. That's kind of a bargain. Won't you please join us? And you can reach us again at drjamesdobson.org or write us at 540 Elkton Drive, E-L-K-T-O-N, Elkton Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80907. Well, thanks again for spending part of your Thanksgiving Day with us. I pray God's blessings for you and your family on this day and every day. And be sure to come back again next time for another edition of Family Talk. And do enjoy the turkey and dressing.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.